Boise Art Museum presents A Life Told Through Pictures. James Castle, Idaho Artist, 1899 to 1977. Written by Melanie Fales. Read by Lynn Allison. On a little farm next to a wooded hill during a thunderstorm in 1899, a tiny baby who was to be an artist was born. His name was James Castle. The sights around him were curious and fascinating to James. Light and shadow, colors and shapes, textures and patterns. From the beginning, James looked and looked at everything in his world. He studied all that he could see. When he was only 6 years old, he began to draw the things he saw. When he was a small boy, he was surrounded by things almost anyone who lived on a farm in Idaho would see: a barn, a chicken house, fields, hills, trees, horses, cows, geese, fences, farm tools, and people. He was 8 years old in this picture he drew of himself by looking at a photograph that his sister took. During James Castle's life, there were big changes in the world. There were two world wars and many new inventions, including television, radio, telephones, cars, and airplanes. But what he knew best was his family and farm. He drew the things that filled his days and his thoughts. Although some might consider them to be simple, everyday things, the way that James studied his life was to draw the objects around him. When he examined them closely, he could show in his drawings and constructions how complicated they were. James spent hours looking and drawing, drawing and looking. Maybe he was asking in his head, "Why does this look like that? How does it work? How is it held together?" Because his family ran a general store and post office in their home, he saw mail, books, groceries, stamps, and all kinds of papers and articles that he found interesting and mysterious. Packages and magazines and advertisements and cans were printed with images he could look at to draw. He used cracker boxes to make his own books. He liked matchboxes and ice cream cartons and all kinds of printed paper and cardboard, even old receipts and the backs of used sheets of notebook paper. By taking old books apart and putting them back together in his own way, he drew his own picture stories. Sometimes he drew right on top of the printed words. James used things that people threw away to construct birds and furniture that he held together with string. He often bundled his artwork into brown paper packages like the ones he saw shipped through the mail. Using supplies he found around his house, James Castle fashioned his own drawing sticks. He added his spit to soot he took from the wood-burning kitchen stove to make a charcoal paste that he could spread with his sharpened sticks to make his pictures. To add color, he saved colored tissue paper that he would wad up and wet with water and then squeeze and rub onto his painting. Sometimes he rubbed the paper so hard that the pulp came loose. James studied everything he saw. He looked and looked at the things in his world. He was interested in their shapes and how the light and shadows fell on them. He started to understand how they were made and how they worked when he drew them or made paper images of them. Although he could have had regular drawing materials, he preferred to use soot and charcoal from his stove. He would dip his fingers and sticks into the wet soot and use whatever he could find among his stash of gathered papers as his canvas. One of the hardest things for an artist to learn is how to show perspective in a drawing. Perspective is the way an artist makes things look as if they are close up or far away, the way our eyes see them. It makes drawings look real. James practiced so much that he figured out how to show perspective all by himself. While his six brothers and sisters went to school, James spent his days making artwork, constructions, and books. He drew the same subjects over and over again, but he was never bored with his art. Sometimes he drew using his imagination. He drew the ideas that were in his mind. He imagined worlds that didn't exist and drew things that weren't real. Sometimes his pictures were like parts of a dream. He dreamed of having his own home and drew himself with his dream houses. He often drew all by himself in the upstairs attic and tucked his artwork into the rafters of his home to keep his precious creations safely hidden from his siblings. James Castle developed an uncommon talent as an artist. His practice and repetition led him to discover how to make his art more and more creative and unique. It is unusual for someone so young to become such an accomplished artist. But there is something else unusual and amazing about James Castle. James was born deaf, and he never learned to speak, use sign language, read, or write. Imagine what it would be like to try to understand the world around you without being able to hear. Maybe James became such a wonderful artist because looking at things carefully and drawing them was his way of learning how to understand his quiet life. He was interested in drawing and creating and home, and he remained interested every single day of his life until he died in 1977, when he was 78 years old. Other people didn't always understand his drawings or recognize what he was doing, but he wasn't drawing for them. James Castle was drawing for himself, and he never grew tired of doing it. James was not a famous artist in his lifetime, but museums started noticing his talent when he was in his 60s. The Boise Art Museum had their first exhibition of his work at that time, and he enjoyed seeing his art displayed on the walls for other people to admire. Now, James Castle is known throughout the world for his art. He is considered a self-taught genius who developed a sophisticated style, even though he never had an art lesson. James Castle's artwork tells the story of his life and the world as he knew it during a time that has now come and gone. He looked and looked at the things in his world, and when he drew them, he understood them better. Now everyone who sees his art can understand more about that time, James Castle's life, and how he became an artist, even though he could never tell his story in words. The End.